As men, we need to bond
what
together.
What do they call that now? Like a cis men or something? Or?
A circle jerk?
No.
What are you talking about?
That's definitely something different.
No, okay, I was just checking. Dude.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
We're rolling, rolling, rolling.
What? Rolling, 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 rolling.
Come on.
What up?
It's Geek Life HQ.
It's Hecky with a chainsaw. What?
I'll skin your ass raw.
What? Bringing the 90s.
Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. It's time for the podcast.
I saw your friend last week jumping on stage like a bunch of ducks. I thought that was an odd phrase. But...
Jesus, dude. I remember that song back in high school, dude. It was...
You want to know why I do all this podcasting? I do it for all for the nookie.
Nice, dude. But, dude,
that pay off yet?
No, no.
my senior cruise, dude, that song came on, and it was like all this kind of rock music. But when that song came on, like, we started moshing, and then the principal cut it. And they're like, party's over. And, like, nice. It ended it, dude. We didn't even get through the whole song, dude. Fucking Limp Bizkit, man.
We had that, they played Enter Sandman. And
nice.
Like, I got out there with my long hair and just was, like headbanging and shit. And we started doing the Duckman. You thrust your pelvis. Huh, you thrust your pelvis. Four of us in a line, like, in front of the DJ booth and all that.
Jesus, dude.
That's when they cut that off.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Classic. I went to school in the country, so it was like George Strait.
that's got to be kind of like... You know, so it's like, what, you get either pop music or country?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's country or western.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I grew up, you know, with the classic, you know, all my exes live in Texas.
And they really did.
You're like, man, I hope they play something heavy, like some old Garth.
Some old Hank Williams.
Yeah, dude, yeah. From old Hank, dude.
Some Merle Haggard.
Dude, fucking Johnny Cash. That's my jam.
That probably is the heaviest, right?
Right? No, there's some darker, deeper stuff. Johnny Cash was actually pretty upbeat.
Dude, Johnny Cash covering like Nine Inch Nails.
That was
Johnny Cash. I hurt myself.
But dude, like
today.
It's like this song's sad, dude.
Yeah,
turn this fucking shit off.
Pretty much like,
and then he died, dude.
Yeah,
before that even came out.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right. I think it was like.
I think he died, and then like his.
I think he died right after it came out.
Yeah,
it was like a month after like the song was released. Like,
and it was like, huh?
Wasn't that like?
Did he know something?
Was it Joaquin Phoenix like still walking around with him to do Walk the Line?
Probably
at that point.
I have no idea
because I know he got to spend time with him.
I don't know. Johnny Cash, like young Johnny Cash, isn't old Johnny Cash, dude.
No.
Completely.
Is that like Elvis? Like old Elvis and new
Elvis? Well, Elvis didn't really get old, dude. Like, Elvis got, like, he was, like, young and attractive and then, like, fat and, like, popping pills.
Yeah.
And then he died, like, he wasn't even 50.
Well, in his popping pill stage, he wasn't making new music, right?
He was just getting his dick sucked, dude.
Hey, dude. Wearing
a cape.
Yeah.
A rhinestone cape, getting my dick sucked.
Only two people know kung fu. Ninjas and the king.
Long live the king, baby.
I'm karate. It's karate.
Wow.
Jesus, dude.
You want me to follow Elvis Presley?
And then he comes out singing that double on top.
Yeah.
Man, we just keep talking about dude cock.
Yeah, dude. What's talking
about?
Do
we even introduce the show yet?
Yeah, fuck it.
If you're here, you know what the fuck's up.
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're here for the nookie. I listen for the nookie. What? The nookie. What? So you can take this cookie.
And by the way, Fred Durst, rhyming nookie and cookie.
Mwah. Yeah, dude. Same thing, dude.
But your last movie you directed was not mwah.
No, that was like your butthole making that.
That was
did not get any nookie for
chocolate
that.
Starfish and a hot dog flavored water like tasting.
You guys know the story of how Fred Durst ruined Blockbuster? Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
So he comes on to the Blockbuster Movie Awards, right? And he was a presenter or something along those lines. And he goes, shit, man, I never pay late fees. I always just go to the Blockbuster next town and then set up a brand new account there. That way I don't have to pay no. Says this on national live fucking TV.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, ruined them.
But, like, that was a known thing, dude.
Yeah.
It was not, surprisingly.
It was, though, because I did that, and I didn't even hear that fucking thing.
But here's the thing. So I used to run the reports every day when I was doing this. We sent people to fucking collection agencies and shit. So there was, like, a ton of fucking people.
Sure.
And, you know, also think about it, too. I worked in the city, so there was no transportation out for people that wanted to get. They only had one Blockbuster, so they didn't have the option either. So it worked like if you had your own power to get someplace else and you were industrious. But
here's what I did.
Just didn't care.
Back in high school, when renting movies was still popular for me, there was a Hollywood Video,
yep.
And then there was a Blockbuster. And I just went, like, if I had late fees at the one, I would go to the other, and I would be like, well, what are my late fees at? Well, can you waive some of those? Because I haven't rented a movie in a long time. That was my friend. They turned it in late, and I would always get them kind of waved down to where it's like, I'll pay a few bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and then I jack the late fees up again, and then I go over to Hollywood a month later and they do the same thing. So that was
it's so funny, too, because, like, when we worked there, we didn't give a fuck. Like, it was literally like, I don't care. The boss is like, you get this much that you can deal with, and then after that, it's a problem and you'll get written up. So it's like, if it was like a hot chick or something like that, we'd be like, hey, no problem. I got you, girl.
And I always knew, like, people that worked at the video stores, too. So yeah, I had my high school Justin Coopers, like, that worked there, and they would, like, give us free shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. Like, absolutely. Like, I didn't see nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And my boss at Blockbuster was the most corrupt motherfucker I've ever met. One of them literally went to jail for killing a guy.
Nice, dude.
And I asked him why he went to jail. He told me because his partner rolled on him. And he said, what? And he's like, yeah, he couldn't live anymore. And it's like, what? He was running guns across the fucking Gulf of Mexico, and he killed someone because he was on a drug and gun run.
Blockbuster, baby.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was my boss.
Well, baby, I can waive your late fees and get you a fucking Uzi.
Yeah, you want a 9mm and Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
So every Friday in high school for me was Blockbuster, dude. It was renting a movie, and it was getting
Pizza Hut, bro.
It was junk food and or like pizza.
Dude, but that was wouldn't me do too. Both.
How often did you get to rent a game?
I wasn't a big gamer, dude. Like, I was younger. Like, I got a Nintendo, I got a Sega, I got a Super Nintendo. But after that, I really wasn't a gamer. You know, I wasn't renting a lot of games.
Honestly, I was younger, in the same boat. Like, once, like, after PlayStation, and that, I wasn't huge into gaming.
Well, it was like 50 bucks. It was a lot for a system. Nintendo was 50 bucks. Sega was 50 bucks. Super Nintendo was like 75 bucks. And then my parents were like, we're not paying anymore for game systems. Because you already have three that you don't use.
Yeah.
That's how I got out of games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. It was too expensive. And PlayStation 1 was like 100 and something bucks. And I remember PlayStation 2, you couldn't even get it, dude.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I guess I don't play games anymore.
Yeah. Mine was like, do you want a game or do you want a car? I want a car.
Yeah.
And then it was like, do I want a game or do I want to try to have sex with this lady by taking her out? I'm going to take her out.
Yeah.
Losers.
Yeah. I look back on that. That wasn't the bright idea because,
dude, like, we had gamers, nerds, then we had, like, skaters and, like band, like, guys.
We had skaters, but they were, like, fake preppies.
No. We didn't have that. We had skaters, but they were punk rock skaters.
Okay.
And then there was, like, maybe, like, a handful of, like, the preppy skaters that you're talking about.
We had like one punk rock skater, and that's kind of like your true skater, and it's like, yeah.
So that's where I fell.
They can hide themselves in their jeans.
Yeah. We had no skaters. We had the rodeo kids.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude, the biggest group in my high school was the FFA. Nice. The Future Farmers of America. Sweet corduroy coats, man.
I like it, dude.
But, farming, dude, I grew up in a farming community, man. So, yeah, the rodeo kids, you had the rodeo kids, then you had the jocks. Then you had the band.
What about who would stoners fall under? Did he have stoners?
There were some stoners, but they kind of blended in with everybody.
They were a group.
See, we had a small high school, too, so nobody... You usually belonged to 2 to 3 cliques, not just one.
Did you have a counterculture, guys, like anarchists in your school?
No.
So you didn't have anyone who was, like, out there...
Trench coat mafia? Like, did you have a trench coat kid?
No.
Yeah, all black?
Only one. Only one kid and...
We beat that kid's ass every fucking day.
We
made him eat his own shit.
He was a little special.
Yeah, but they were.
We were a little leery of him, but... Yeah.
Don't give that kid a gun.
Oh, yeah, you guys were post-Columbine, huh?
Because he was talking about, like, the aliens that used to come visit him at night. and shit. So we were a little leery.
98.
Yeah.
So I was a freshman.
Yeah, I was.
I was about to say I was in like eighth grade. I think when it happened.
That was my junior year of high school.
I was a freshman. I think in 1998, 1999. I was a freshman. So that happened. And then they banned trench coats. Because there was like a... It was... Trench coats were cool.
Yeah.
Because of the Matrix and shit.
Well, Jay and Silent Bob, dude.
Yeah,
I mean...
And then by my junior year, they unbanned them.
Yeah.
So people weren't wearing them.
Because they realized it wasn't trench coats that was the problem. It was, you know, like, this is still a problem today.
It was kids being bullied.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all that, so...
Yeah, and I was a bullier. I was a bully. And I, dude, I feel bad for the kids I bullied, man. You know, I feel bad, dude.
Yeah.
Now, like, enough so that I reached out on Facebook, and I was like, hey, I won't say his name, but I reached out to him, and I was like, hey, dude, you remember me? He's like, yeah. I'm like, sorry I did all that shit to you, man. I feel bad. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's no problem, dude. Yeah, it was high school.
Nice, yeah.
I was like,
then he takes his lipstick, and he
did the Steve Buscemi Madison
sign. No, but dude, like, seriously, I did that, because I felt that.
I'm glad you did.
I felt fucking that bad, dude. Yeah. Bullying's a shit thing, dude, and... I mean, we weren't bullying kids till they were crying, dude. We just one kid, we always kicked him in the ass, and we fucking threw his books in a urinal. And that's about as far as it got, but
man,
dude.
Oh, man. Your guys got off easy. I got all kinds of shit. So I had to fight, like, four guys at one time. I was like, what the fuck?
So,
and I don't know why they kept going after me, because I kept fighting back.
Jeez, I was bigger than everybody. Nobody fucked with me.
See, I had a beard in eighth grade, so, like... everyone called me a narc. Everyone thought I was like...
He was 22 Jump Street.
Dude, everyone thought I was an undercover cop. Because I moved here from a different state.
Oh, yeah.
In 8th grade, at the end of 8th grade, and I'm like this old kid, and everyone thought I was a narc. And then I went to high school with the same kids, and like, I guess he's not a narc, because he's going to high school now.
Wow.
And I had that for like, up until my junior year, I was a narc.
That's so funny.
It was fucking crazy, dude. And I'm like, I'm not a narc! Fuck.
Yeah, I hit a growth spurt like the summer of junior year, so I went from like the smallest kid to like where I am now for size. So it's like people stopped picking on me all of a sudden. They're like, "Oh, Cooper, he's cool." I'm like, "What?"
I was always the gentle giant, so nobody fucked with me.
You're like, "Anybody want a peanut?"
Yeah, pretty much.
So you didn't get in any fights then?
Nobody ever wanted to fight me.
Wow.
I didn't get in any fights in high school either.
I didn't like fighting big guys.
No one wanted to fight me, dude.
Nobody wanted to fight me.
You guys are lucky.
Yeah. I mean, we did like backyard wrestling and stuff, but all those kids were just hanging out.
I did that too.
So I mean, we fought each other, but it wasn't like fighting.
I got in fights with so many people that were on the sports teams that they just like the coach is like, just leave them alone. Don't like it's gonna affect you in your basketball game.
See, I was like they used to talk shit, all the jocks, and it was just like, you're not even worth it, guy. Fuck you.
Oh yeah.
See, I guess because I was part of the jocks too.
I
blended in with the. I was part of the FFA. I was part of the jocks, and I was part of the band.
Your system wasn't the same as our system.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
It does not.
That's why I said I blended in with all of them because I was part of all of them.
Like, I was an anarchist. If you could say anything about it, I was an absolute fucking anarchist. You know, like
you were throwing Chip's war medals off a bridge.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like we would do that. Like if there was a way to steal things or break things or destroy things or like
some dude was like, I want to fight you. You're like, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly.
Anarchy. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
At the time, it would have probably been Code Red Mountain Dew.
Code Red, dude.
It was before. It was a day before Red Bull was a thing, you know, so...
Red Bull was a thing.
Get your wings! Yeah, it came.
I wasn't allowed to drink it, though.
Do you remember the first time I had a Red Bull? I was like, man, this tastes like garbage.
I had it the first time, I'm still that way. I was at the Hippodrome in Springfield, Massachusetts, like, and they're like, here, put this with vodka. It's an energy drink. I'm like, okay. That's fucking dancing.
I'm in
stage.
That boat, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I really even had Red Bull was with Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And it was
like
a Jäger bomb. So I just associate that, like, Red Bull smell like Jäger bomb? No, that's Red Bull, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Calm down. Nope.
The first time I had it was a track meet. I remember it was an early morning track meet, but now I associate it with alcohol after living with you.
I used to drink Sobe No Fear. You remember that
one? Oh, I do.
I would get that, and I would mix it with a bottle of Sky Vodka. Jesus, oh my god. And I would drink the whole thing myself. So.
You know what Red Bull probably smells like? You know who probably smells like Red Bull? Jeff Lowell from.
Well, not only that, dude, he's always carrying like a monster.
He probably smells like low carb monster, dude. Oh,
probably
Rockstar.
You know, like yeah, low carb like Rockstar.
No,
like,
he buys the coffee. He buys the monster.
He smells like that off brand like Red Bull that they used to give us at the bar,
and like mint.
Oh, the kinds that you get at fucking
it looks like a Red Bull. It looks, the can looks exactly like it, but it's not Red Bull.
Check it out. Like, it gives you wongs.
Yeah, and it glows like neon green when they pour it out.
Man, you're like, what is that? Yeah, it's it's nuclear.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's Fujigawa, so they got
Red Bull can. Red Bull can? Tolles guts.
Why do they call it Red Bull if it's green?
Yeah, why do they call it?
It's Bull Red.
Why do they call it taking a shit if you're really leaving it?
And going back to Blockbuster, I remember I got hooked on fucking Full Throttle.
I remember those.
You remember those? Yeah. Oh, I got hooked on those. I was drinking two a day and I got a fucking ulcer.
Dude, yeah. I worked at Kinko's with this dude for a little bit.
Yeah.
And like we had a Pepsi machine and they had Amp.
Yeah. Oh,
energy
yeah,
drink in it, and I rigged it up to where I figured out a way you could like unplug it a couple times and hit a button, and it would just like I would just get them for free.
That's fucking
so
hilarious.
I drink like two or three in a shift, dude, and I would just be like, at the flash, yeah, like going through walls.
It's like supercharged Mountain Dew, dude.
You know, and then we'd fucking go bowling or afterward, and then dude, I can't drink it anymore, man. That smell, no, that yeah, amp, yeah, dude. Like it just fucking.
I actually up, on my last road trip, I gave it up permanently. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I don't need to shit green anymore.
I drink coffee now.
My urine shouldn't be fluorescent green.
Yeah, because coffee
is that bile?
did you shit puke? Why is it green, dude?
Shouldn't it do something? It looks like it came in.
Is that clear shit?
Why did my dick just spit slime?
Bam.
Old Ecto Cooler.
Bam. You're like it opens up, dude. It's like.
It's not even like it's not even a stream. It's just your dick going pop.
It's like that fucking.
It just coughs.
It's like an old rusty Buick trying to start. But it's just spitting out.
Dude,
green
no,
shit.
It's like Austin Powers when Minimi's like spitting the fucking apple juice. And it like it fucking is like the shadow of it. And it
looks like a baby Sam holding an apple.
Pretty much, Michael Caine.
Oh man, I love
God,
it.
Man, what else about the 90s do we miss, dude?
Oh God. I was laughing because I went to the mall to pick up some of these.
The mall!
So when we see this chick going in, and she's got these acid wash jeans, and I'm like, what the fuck? That can't be in. It's everywhere, dude!
Jinko
jeans! Everything!
Dude!
It's acid wash!
The 90s are. When we were fucking in high school, the 90s are our 70s, dude.
Yeah.
So, like, you hear Nirvana on the radio now? That's our fucking, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's not old?
Well,
what are you talking about?
See, you officially reach old age when you're listening to the radio. This is garbage. What is
oh
this
my God,
shit,
dude?
That was
right?
That was 2003 for me.
But like the 90s, like, everything is coming back, dude.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
Like the JNCOs are coming back, dude. I saw a new ad for them. Like all the 90s shit. Kids are fucking just
90s
in love
fashion
with it,
though.
Dude.
It's
dude,
like
you gotta love those
good.
JNCO jeans. It was like, dude, they're cool because they're three times wider than mine.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I had a pair of JNCOs that were, like, pretty wide, but then they had the really deep back pockets.
Yeah.
And there was a kangaroo in the one pocket. It was all stitched, dude. I remember those thing, jeans, like, $100.
I had a fucking, like, the J went, like, the whole leg.
Yeah,
I had a pair.
Did you wear them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did not. My buddy had them. I wasn't into the style.
See, I wore them for about a month, dude. And
I was into black jeans.
Dude, it did suck because anytime you put something in your pocket, it like went to the fucking
or
ground.
Or if it rained. Or if it like you get dirty. Like you just
dragging
them.
Or a
dragging them.
Or any hard wind came, dude. You picked up like a sail.
Dragging like, them. And then you couldn't skateboard in them. I always used to bring a pair of skateboarding pants with me, and I had to pop off my JNCOs and put on my like straight fucking legged like cargo pants, dude. And like, I can skateboard now. I was like, because I was always like in between, like I never wanted like to conform to one. I was like, I'm in all these cliques, dude.
I hung out with a lot of the outcasts
poser,
that were like that.
You know, I guess I was a poser.
Like these guys that are rejects, these guys that are gamers, these guys that play magic cards, these guys that like comic books. So it's like I'm like, yeah, I guess let's just all come together. And I recently was talking to my friend. They're like, oh, yeah, you were our leader. I'm like, what? I'm like, no.
I had
the worst ideas ever. They're
so
like, yeah, we know.
If you met a guy that was your age, but he was a spitting image of yourself in high school, would you be friends with him?
I don't know. Because I think about
probably
myself
not
in high school.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, if you met someone that's 40, you know, 30, you know, late 30s, early 40s, but he was just like you in high school, would you be friends with that guy now?
Are you saying would I be friends with my high school myself?
No, but your high school self, but if he was our age now, if it was just like yourself as an high, would you be friends with that
probably
guy?
Probably
not. Yeah,
I'd probably be like, creepy old dude, get away from me.
Yeah. I'm not talking about like that, dude. I don't know your personality, like, would you be friends with yourself now? I don't think I would, man.
I actually probably would be.
I was a dickhead.
Just because, like, I'm still
kinda,
into the
I
same
feel
shit.
You on that, because I was kind of a dickhead, too. And like I said, I did get in a lot of fights.
I'm still a dickhead.
So, yeah.
But I was more of a dickhead. Like, no one really wanted to be friends with me, you know?
I wasn't a dickhead. I was just more confident.
Nice. That's a good way of putting it, being a dickhead.
Yeah.
That was just a dickhead.
I just like to cause trouble. You know, it's...
I like that, too.
You know, that was like one of those things where we got this entire roll of cinnamon coffee stickers from Dunkin' Donuts, and there was a fleet of us. There was, like, 8 of us that went out that day and plastered them all over the fucking school, right? There's still some to this day Southington High School that are still stuck there when they can't get them down.
That's pretty funny, dude.
And it's fucking hilarious.
I got stickers of my band made.
Oh, cool.
In high school, our band was named Chuck Monroe, kind of like playing off the Marilyn Manson.
Oh, okay.
So we just reversed it and we used the short name of Charles.
Yeah,
it was dumb, but yeah. So there's still stickers. We fucking climbed this fucking thing in high school and we stuck them like on the roof, dude. And they're like still fucking there and they're vinyl, dude. So they're never going anywhere. Like, how the fuck do those kids get up there and put stickers, dude?
We did that with
like
long live
Chuck Monroe, dude. Like people like. It's freaking funny, man.
There's this church with, like, this wrought iron rail on it, and it's right in the center of town where they do, like, all the... Like, they do a big apple harvest festival and stuff like that, and it's like, it's everybody's fucking church that goes there. We took half dollars and glued them to this with two-part epoxy. They still are there.
Nice,
they're,
dude.
Like, 25 years they've
you must,
been there.
You must have just watched, what's that fucking...
Mythbusters?
That record movie... Empire Records,
because
she's
moving
quarters for the art
That's
project.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah. No, yeah.
Rex Banner, Dave.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
Rex Banner is a hunk.
What's he like? Yeah. That's the only movie I was ever attracted to Renee Zellweger. So.
Me too,
yeah,
dude.
The only one.
I was way more attracted to, what's her face in it? Aerosmith's daughter.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
She was hot as fuck.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
With that little skirt and that little puffy sweater she's wearing, bro. Yeah. All right,
maybe
yeah.
I want to rethink what I'm thinking now about 90s fashion. Because,
dude, man.
Robin Tooney, even with the shaved head, was hot, though. Oh, yeah, I was into it. I admit it.
I jerked off to it, but meh.
Yeah. I mean, look. Yeah. I'm like, just saying. End of days.
Just saying, dude.
End of days. Remember that film?
I'll hit it.
All I know
ain't gonna date it.
These damn kids don't know anything about porn anymore. We had to search for it. We had to work.
Oh my
We had to work for it.
I still have to write that movie about like Stand By Me, but they find the grand stash of porn.
Yeah, you had to go to like that friend's house that had like the trunk, and he opened it, and it was like fucking full of
Indiana
like,
Jones like style, like gold. Was like
pretty much. Dude,
you mean
he was
your
like,
one divorced friend. His parents are divorced.
Oh, dude, there was always that divorced kid. I remember that kid. In fucking, like, sixth grade, dude, his mom would let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And he had, like, these nudie cards, dude, these playing cards.
Of course.
And they were, like, just, like,
I bet he had the fucking pen, too.
Raunchiest shit I've ever seen. He's like, you can have them. I can get anything. I take them. So I had him almost jerking off the playing cards, dude. Like, fuck, Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades.
You're the queen of my heart.
Yeah, dude. Like, fuck, man.
That's hilarious.
Shit, man.
Yeah, dude. The fucking, like...
There's always that kid, though.
The 9-hour like download from AOL printout that you cut out
dot
like,
matrix
yeah.
Oh, I remember just downloading porn and just coming and you're like oh
and
shit
and
I see it's part of a nip. Oh shit,
is that Bush or a head?
Yeah,
is that
one, this is one that a... Cindy Margolis is topless. No, never.
Yeah, dude. I remember that first time I hopped on, I was like, found out Playboy.com existed, dude. I was like, hell yeah.
I was never Playboy.com. I was always like the raunchiest fucking sex fucking shit I could find, dude. That's probably why I'm fucked up to this day, dude. Like, fuck.
You're like, do you lick toes? Hell yeah, I lick toes.
Hell yeah, I lick toes. What's up, baby?
Matt does like the strange things. I mean, I remember when I lived with him, he's like, dude, that chick's got one leg. I want her.
I'm not that strange anymore. You know,
I definitely moved on to two legs chicks.
I'm like border. I mean, I'm not into like weird shit, dude. Kinky shit, dude. Like, you know.
Hey, we don't kink shame, you know.
Nah.
Unless it's clowns, because
I'm not saying
that.
You do, but I'm just saying. I'm like, I've mellowed out, dude. So
fuck that. No clown porn.
Clown porn, clown penis dot fart.
Yeah. It depends on the clown.
No, it doesn't. Not ever.
A hot chick, but just with an it face, dude.
Nope. That's what I'm saying.
Not doing, like, not doing it. Not doing it.
I totally would. I'd be into it.
Nope. Yeah.
I want to see, like,
I want Ghostbusters.
If she was like, would you like to eat my balloon?
I want to see the Mandalorian, like, the fucking, the schmelting chick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the just
this
her.
This is the way.
Just her, naked with a mask on, dude. That's what I want.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, like, that they should do one.
They did. There's an OnlyFans.
Mandapornian, like, or something.
I'm sure
there is.
For OnlyFans. All chicks have OnlyFans.
Yeah, I refuse to fucking pay for that anymore, because fuck that. You're working for them.
See, on the way in, he was asking me if I signed back up for dating sites, and I said no. But the truth is, I did sign up for one day. Dude, I kid you not. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, 12 chicks liked me. Dude. All of them, OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling my girlfriend
but,
this.
Like, they start talking, and then they're like, oh, you know, you should just join my... Fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say to you. Fuck off, bitch.
It's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, women are all like, oh, guys always slide into my DMs and all that. Do you realize how often I have to fucking delete...
Join my OnlyFans. Join my... And they chase you down,
I'm fucking Instagram. I'm on Instagram for 5 seconds, and I get 4 things a day.
Bling, bling, bling,
you know,
bling,
bling, bling, bling, OnlyFans, blah, 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 blah. I'm fucking Russian. It's like,
as
yeah, I
men.
Get it. Yeah.
We need to take back the reins, dude, and say, fuck that shit, dude.
That's the problem, that's dude, is women know that they don't have to work for it. We need to make them work for us.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that. I'm
it's
like,
hard, dude. It's hard.
The problem is there's just too many dudes that are just going after it.
Yeah.
Like, as men, we need to
what
bond
they, what
together.
What do they call that now? Like, cis men or something? Or?
A circle jerk?
No.
What are you talking about?
That's definitely something different.
No, okay, I was just checking, dude.
We'll save,
you guys want to start jacking off, I'm in, dude.
We'll save that for the 100th episode.
Like, what is it? The watch? When they go,
oh,
the
yeah,
guys,
yeah.
All the guys from Lonely Island are in that room, dude. They're all jerking each other off.
Oh,
what if I'm over here and she's sucking on my balls? I don't think
I'll
that's going to happen.
Your,
no,
I'll,
it might.
I'll get your name in due course.
Oh, my.
Oh, God, dude.
I do love that. That was an unexpectedly good film.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, it had nothing to do
Nobody
with
talks to my best friend, Bob.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. So, is it Week in Geek time?
Well, you were getting to some story about what guys need to do, and you turned into circle jerk talk.
I
was just saying, I was telling my girlfriend that it's like, you know, you're on Instagram, and you get, like, hit up by all these things, and it's like, I guess women have the other side of it where they get hit up by guys, but, you know, I get hit up for that, like, OnlyFans shit. I'm like, oh, this person's interested in my podcast. Oh, no. You know,
oh, they just want me to pay you to look at their tits.
Well, I go, I've seen boobs, sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just getting to much. It's just getting to the point that, like, any girl that has an Instagram now is like, I have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong.
No, seriously, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, you could be like, oh, I've known you since we were little kids, and they're like, hey, join my OnlyFans. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I want to support my friends. So it's one of those things.
I mean, there's a couple girls that I grew up with, and I'd probably be like, okay, Jesus I'll join just Christ. To see. Just to take a peek.
Yeah.
But I'm only doing 1 month.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I'm only doing the 1 month, and you better give me a discount.
Yeah, you better... I want to see fucking kidneys, bitch. Spread them.
I mean, I know OnlyFans is a big thing, but there's also, like, the premium Snapchats. You guys ever sign up for those?
Oh, God, those, no.
I'm not doing
that. Drunk. Yeah, I did one time drunk.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, it's not nothing
it's
good.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I deleted
it. So they don't send you something, like every day and be like, hey, big boy, and it's like, you're doing your laundry.
No, it's like a random, like, they just have their story, and it's just, like, naked shit. Like,
I'm so pissed off because literally all they do is sit around, get naked, and smoke weed, and then they, like, complain all the time, and I'm like, this is, like, a bad relationship.
This is basically what you do with your clothes on,
like,
and now I'm paying for it.
What the fuck?
I'm like, this is a bad relationship, and you friend-zoned me from the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this.
That's what I just, dude, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want no part of that. Ricky Bobby.
Oh, my God.
Definitely
dude.
Not.
Ricky Bobby.
I'm like, this is action figure money.
Pretty much. Dude, now that I work more for my money, I'm definitely way cheaper with my money.
Dude, but it feels so
like that
good.
Movie that
it I'm not going to lie. Like making money for yourself is... Dude, I've worked like 3 times as hard for the money that I've made, but I've been more like fulfilled with it.
What?
But, dude,
so
I have become so much more cheap now that I do that, though, too, because I'm like, well, if I buy that, then I got to do this, and I got to do that. Nah, I don't want to do that, so...
Well, it's like, it's not hard work, though, dude. Like, going to the bins on a Saturday, the hardest thing for me is waking up early.
The hardest thing for getting me is out of listing bed. Shit.
But you said make a game of it, dude.
I know.
I'm like, I get to do 10 in an hour. And then I do 10, I take a break, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, I go
10 I do it. Hour. No, I get it done, you know? But that's the part I hate.
Yeah. My goal before I move is to list 100 new items a week until we move. And then I'll get me up to my threshold I want to be at, right around 2,500 listings. And my eBay math is correct that I'll put me where I want to be. Nice. I just have to maintain what I sell.
Yeah.
So if I sell 30 items a week, relist 30 items a week. So it's just a small...
Are you still buying amidst all this or no?
I am. I have to. Yeah. Because like I'm down to like, I got to start listing Eminem shit again and I don't want to. You know, I'm down to fucking have to, okay, I got to list some of my shit I got from my mom's house. Fuck, I don't want to. You know, but I'll get there. I'll have to list it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to run out of stuff to list, dude.
Yeah.
You know, so like I just like, I probably won't go out and buy this week. I'll just try to like backlog, like all this shit's backlog, all my shit, and I have to go through, I have to re-up all my Ninja Turtle stuff, and I'm just dreading it, because as soon as I start listing Ninja Turtle stuff, it just starts selling, dude, and it's like, fuck, I can't even list, dude. So what I'll probably do is you can like put your shit on like a timer, and like have everything drop in the same time. So I'll probably do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's getting hot again. Like with the last Ronin,
dude, and all everything that? Is yeah. Like Ninja Turtle stuff is just money.
Yeah,
that's why I've set on like 15 turtle vans, dude. You know, like
I just
keep going up, dude. It's like
I just signed up for the newest round of loot crates, which will be out in September. So the first figure is Danny fucking Pennington.
No, nice, dude.
I saw you guys were making
fun of that in the group, dude. Like
it is terrible. So
it's like, did Sex Pistols give the okay to fucking like use a shirt? Like
no, they're all dead.
No, they're not.
No, they're definitely not all dead. I was just being a joke. I make a joke.
One of them's dead.
Yeah. Well, two probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck them. I think, you know, time gets everybody. So
it does.
Yeah, but it's got like a extra crate that you get for ordering all four. So you start off and it's like, okay, the first one's movie, second one's arcade game, the third one's gonna be cartoon, then the fourth one is like a mix up, and the last one is Scrag, who's the back character who's never had a figure. So I'm like, shit, all right, I'll get it. So, but resailing, like these things, like the Bebop and Rocksteady go for ones, $300.
I saw that, dude.
It's crazy. So I'm like, it's kind of an investment because I'm probably not gonna keep everything.
Man, I get out of the crate, dude. I hated doing the unboxing videos.
Yeah.
And like they were sending us those wrestling crates for free, and I was just like, I had a backlog of like five I hadn't done, and then the guy just stopped sending them to me, and I'm like, fuck them. Like I'm done doing the videos.
Yeah,
I and the hate we got in those videos from wrestling fans was like crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So wrestling fans are some of the hardest motherfuckers to please, dude. You know, so yeah, if you weren't neutral, and I'm like the biggest shit talker ever. And I only like a few wrestlers.
Oh, my God. I used to be, too. Yeah.
So it's like, well, you can't look good like that guy. Like, no, I don't.
You're talking about wrestling. Let me just go over here.
We're not talking specifics, though.
I hated Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, fuck. So get out of here.
I hated Big Show. You know, it's like one of those things.
Big
he eventually
sucks.
Got better, but it's like, you know, like, I hate Chris Benoit with a fucking passion.
Come on, dude.
Never liked his fucking lame ass. You know, and then it's like all these people who, like, were, like, really into wrestling would all get on my ass. And I'm like, dude, Stone Cold at least does four moves. I'm like, that's it. That's all he does, though. The Rock does 27.
You don't like Stone Cold because of his wrestling. You like Stone Cold because of his mic skills and his personality. You don't like... Yeah, he sucked as a wrestler, dude.
Yeah,
he was a big guy, dude. He had, like, his moveset sucked. It's just like Triple H, dude. What's his moveset,
Triple
dude?
H is the worst thing that's ever happened.
You know, it's
wrestling.
Just like Batista.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking Goldberg. It's just like all those fucking guys with two moves, three or four moves, you know?
I can't believe Goldberg's still going at it, man.
Yeah, he sucks ass, dude.
He does.
He's still hurting people, so
yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Didn't he make Bret Hart retire because he kicked him in the head?
Nah, I don't know.
And then he said he should have blocked the kick.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. You're a fucking asshole.
I know, man.
Yeah.
But I've taken a hiatus from wrestling, though. For the last probably 6 months, I haven't really watched it, so I'm gonna wait another six.
I don't even know what's going on.
I'm gonna wait another six, and I'll get back into it. It's just so repetitive, dude.
I hear the ladies are pretty popular right now.
Nah, I don't watch female wrestling.
He's like, nah, that's a joke.
No, nah, I don't watch female wrestling, dude. It sucks.
Even in oil or like blood?
Nah.
I didn't mind it.
Nude beach.
You're bringing that back.
Yeah, man. But like not, you know, female wrestling sucks.
Yeah.
So even
I don't mind it.
Nah, it sucks.
I, I don't know. I don't watch any. I
don't watch wrestling.
So I'm into like UFC stuff. Like that's a lot of the sports.
Yeah,
that
give
I
me
watch.
Two chicks really beating the fuck out of each other. Yeah, and then I'm in, dude.
Well, the nasty hematomas at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, the problem now is they got the fucking transgender dudes in the women's UFC.
How's that a problem? They're gonna get their ass beat.
Because, dude, it's fucking not fair.
No, it's not fair for them.
They're not talking about what you're thinking, dude. They're in the female division. Yeah. Men are in the female division. And no, they're not getting their ass kicked. They're doing all the ass kicking.
There's one beating guy up on women. Who I forgot what name he goes by now. He has literally fractured two women's skulls.
Yeah, so it's not what you're thinking, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just thinking that...
If women want to fight in men's UFC, go right ahead.
I was just thinking if he's taking estrogen or something like that, those women would beat the fuck out.
No, see, that's what a lot of people think is, oh, the guys are on estrogen, you know. First off, let me just say this, because people get mad. I don't care if you want to be transgender or anything like that, but I think sports do need to be separate based on that.
Men and women are just built differently. They have different body types. They're made differently. So women against women, it's cool. Yep. Men against men, it's cool. But if you fall in that middle area, they should have this a transgendered fucking thing.
They should.
Fuck it.
I can disagree with you guys on one thing. You remember back in high school, we had to do that presidential fitness test where guys have to beat the mile run in 6 minutes and girls get 14 fucking minutes? Fuck them. Fuck them, man.
That's what I'm saying.
See, dude. That's bullshit. But see, that's
they
the
get
thing.
7 minutes. Fuck you. You know? I had to beat that shit. I beat
I
it
walked
by like
it.
30 seconds.
I didn't, dude. With that, I'm like, I'm walking it. Four laps, motherfucker.
But I'm not even embellishing. It's literally 14 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even close to
that was
fair.
Like in the 90s, dude.
Yeah, that was also guys had to do like 30 pull-ups, girls had to do like 5.
That's like...
Dude, I can't do one pull-up. I can do the jump one.
I could do like... I could do 5, dude. And in high school, I could do 5 pull-ups, dude. And now...
I could do 5, but not
I can't do 5 pull-ups, dude.
Yeah, today I can't do 5.
I can't do a half.
Back in high school, I could do some, but today...
I could still throw a knockout punch. I could still do that, but I couldn't like do a pull-up if I had to save my
life.
Fuck
it, I'll fuck a motherfucker up with a bat, dude. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. I will. Come on.
I slap you with my penis.
I had a dream last night. I was doing push-ups, dude. Like
with your dick?
No, just like I was like, I remember. I was just next to the bed. I was just doing hella push-ups, dude. And I woke up and I'm like, man, dude, is that like my dream telling me like I'm fat, dude? Like, and he's just like, what the fuck's up with that, dude?
I had a weird dream.
He woke up feeling a little more buff. He's like, flexing.
Fuck yeah. I gotta work out more in my dreams more often, brother.
It's so funny. Like, when you're a nerd and you think about, like, working out, I'm like, I should really get those nunchucks out again.
You never thought that, dude.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So I got my nunchucks out.
I whacked myself in the fucking
I got
nose
the cardboard cut out of the rock and I look at him every day and I go, man, must suck to be you because look at my body.
I want to tell you this. I'm actually not bad with them. So I've never really like knocked myself unconscious or anything like that.
You really have
never gave yourself
I have a set of two nunchucks. All right, and, like,
and he puts on his turtle uniform. You're and out, he's dude. Like, cowabunga, dude.
I definitely don't have a turtle uniform anymore.
It doesn't fit.
It does not fit.
So you and the girlfriend play ninjas in the house?
Yeah, we both hide and fade away without a trace.
Fucking Nightcrawlers, dude.
You look for me, I look for you. But I not look. Not scared.
I go to sleep.
I take nap.
She gives you the ninja blowjob. She was like, did you like it? You're like, I didn't feel anything. She's like, exactly.
It'll go.
How does that work?
It works in her favor, just
like,
bro.
Is that someone just like stealing your semen?
Pretty much.
I pulled it directly out of your balls. Mind freak!
Madness. Mind freak, bitch.
Freak.
I'm bringing it back. Copperfield type shit. Yeah. They have a little curtain around your dick. They're like, voila.
You see, your testicles have been replaced. Mind freak. Flowers, bitch. Oh, how'd you do that?
It's like, in like 2 seconds later, you start bleeding out.
Oh, I'm dying. Are you? Or are you mind freaks?
And he just starts like, mind freak. And running off.
Yeah, he's...
Did you come out of your dick or your asshole?
Mind freak.
Oh my god!
I thought it felt a bit swampy back there.
So, I want to ask Matt. You got to. I was gonna say level 3 of WandaVision. Did you go any further?
I didn't watch it. No, I didn't watch it.
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Okay,
that was me.
Yeah.
Did you go any further than episode 3?
Yeah, I watched 4.
So 4 changes everything.
It's not horrible, but it's still not great.
It gets better. It's one of those.
See,
things.
If it, episode 4, if you're still saying it's better, I'm fucking out, dude.
Well,
I'm not gonna.
Here's the thing. It builds upon itself.
Are they 30 minute episodes or not?
Yes, 30 minutes.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be.
I mean, that's the thing, because then you, like, I can't even say anything because you haven't got to the other ones, but yeah. It's like, it gets really fucking good.
See, I boycotted Disney, so, like, I'm not going to be watching anything Disney.
Well, you did say you weren't going to watch it, so, yeah.
No worries. I'm just waiting the time to cancel, just because. Yeah. There's nothing really on anyway, so.
Well, that's my number one.
You, I'm watching the Muppet Show.
My number one reason to cancel fucking Disney Plus was that there was nothing else on.
Yeah.
I watched everything I wanted to watch.
You said that, so.
And then the whole thing with What's-Her-Face, I'm not even talk about it, but that's that. Yeah, fuck it, I'll cancel.
You know? I watched Mulan the other day. I don't know why they gave that movie as much shit as they did. It was an okay film. I'm like,
the live action? All right.
Yeah, it was like, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Is it free now?
Yeah, it's free now. So it's like, okay.
Because I think that was a shit movie.
It didn't suck.
When they put it out and you could rent it for like $19.99. Oh, fuck you.
The next one's an animated one, which will make more sense because it's like Trolls, you know, where it's like, you're going to make money on it no matter what because kids got to watch something.
What the fuck movie did I watch, dude? I got to think about it for a second.
I'm just looking forward to HBO Max next month.
Yeah.
I will be signing back up for that.
We get a lot of stuff next month.
Because I do want to see the Snyder Cut.
And King Kong.
And King Kong.
That's next month, right? Kong and Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely
be... for Snyder Cut.
I'm hoping that Kong versus Godzilla isn't like, oh, this is Wonder Woman, but with two animals now.
I hate to tell you this, but it's going to be just like King Kong versus... It's going to be just like Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah, I figured it was, because they keep introducing the same characters, and I was like, fuck!
So, the cool thing is, I think that we come at this like the King Kong stuff and like the kaiju stuff. I'm not a huge kaiju guy, are you?
Yeah.
Them, but I don't like... I'm not like, oh, I collected the cards and the things.
Yeah,
and
I didn't collect kaiju stuff.
Kaiju just means like giant Japanese monster.
Oh, okay.
So, that's like...
That was like the old Japanese Godzilla ones. Those were great.
So, I'm like, I've seen them, but I'm not like obsessed with them. So, I come in as a total casual fan.
See, I was obsessed with Godzilla as a kid. So, I watched all the Japanese ones. And,
yeah. Like, he's obviously the best one. But, you know.
But, no, as soon as I saw all the characters from the last Godzilla movie, I was like, damn it, why didn't they just write all these assholes out? Because nobody cares about them.
Mm-hmm. Giant fucking spider.
Like, literally, we don't need them to tell the story. They ruined the last one.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that there should be far less of the human element.
I think it should have just been, like, Godzilla, like, washed up on King Kong's island, and they just fucking go at it.
What's wrong with
dialogue.
That?
No dialogue, dude. Seriously. 2 hours of that, dude, I'm fucking sold.
And you know what? No one's ever done that. No.
Nope.
Just do it.
that'd be different, dude. Yeah.
Like, King Kong's just, like, minding his own business, like, eating some fucking banana trees.
Picking his nose and shit. And
jerking
like,
off like a monkey, dude.
Hey, Alma, quit eating me.
Throwing his poo and shit, yeah.
He's gotta throw poo. I mean, come
on. I mean, some of the best parts
here's the thing, though, thinking about it. King Kong's actually gotta be a female.
Why?
No dick.
Boys don't show it, dude.
No, you know what? I think, like, gorillas have, like, a sheath or something like that where it goes into. Yeah.
Like, if, like, dolphins have, like, a pouch and they
it's kind of like that,
like,
yeah.
A 15
Does anybody know anything about monkeys? Can tell us.
What's up with monkey dicks, dude? Can you see them or what? Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking he's fucking gigantic. So he'd have a fucking monster
dong, dude. Yeah, exactly. He'd
even, like, knock people out
He'd be packing, like, a Magnum
you'd
and a water 100,
that's
dude.
That's why he picked, what's it, her name? Naomi Watts, because he's surprisingly small.
Yeah, he's got a micro penis.
He does.
I'm just picturing, like, if he was a dude, like, fucking smacking Godzilla in the face with his monster dick.
See, now you're getting into some primal rage shit.
Yeah, right.
You know? It's like you're gonna kill him with a fart.
Christ, dude.
Look at that on your Sega Genesis.
Yes. That was a great game.
What's the director of Lord of the Rings? What's his name?
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. Yep. So Peter Jackson's, like, King Kong movie. Yeah. The best parts of those were just the fight scenes.
Oh my god. Jack Black punching it out with a giant fucking centipede is like my favorite part of the movie.
I actually really enjoyed that movie.
It was good. I mean, it's action, dude. Yeah. And it's not a lot of dialogue. I mean, there's a little bit of comic stuff, but like the fight scenes and like
I didn't even mind the King Kong with Sam Jackson. That was really good, too.
I love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
Yeah, that was a really good King Kong movie.
That's one to watch if you haven't seen one. That's a really good one.
Because it's basically Sam Jackson versus King Kong.
Yes. That's true.
So it's a great fucking movie.
Weird.
It's just Sam Jackson.
Like, It's got its, like, Predator moments, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, where they're in the jungle and, like...
And then at the end,
he's hiding in mud and shit.
Yeah, like, and then the end... And
can't
then,
see me, motherfucker.
And then at the end, Dude Cox pops up. Who won the World Series? No, seriously.
The Cubs win?
I'm not even joking. This is being serious.
Yeah. Oh, it's that one? I've seen that one when he comes out of nowhere. Yeah. He's like, we gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
You can't make him mad.
He's no, that's Kong.
He's a fuck us up.
That's Kong.
He's got a big old dick. He fucking takes it out of his fucking dickie.
We don't look Kong in the face.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Is that from Boogie Nights?
Oh, my God. He's like, I made his margaritas.
I made the mistake one time. I looked him right in the eye.
And it came all over me.
Oh, no, I'm locked in.
Shit.
It was literally like a sexual tractor beam.
Jesus, dude.
Spread my butt cheeks under the name of my concho.
Yeah, I have a shit right ever again.
Magic man.
Magic. Yeah. He made his dick disappear.
He gave me a little bit of that shake and bake.
Is this happening? Shake? And bake. Oh my God.
All right, dude, who wants to go week first?
Week and week. I watched two new movies this week.
Nude movies?
Nude movies. The nude nudest movies. You can get.
No, with the Mel Gibson?
With the Mel Gibson, the nude movie. First movie that I saw, Willy's Wonderland, man.
I've been wanting to watch that one.
You should watch it. It's 85 minutes long. It starts out like if
85 minutes short.
If John Wick was played by
Nick Cage,
right? And he's in his car. However, he doesn't have the cool John Wick car. He's got like a Chevy.
Nova.
And it's like it's very different. So you're like, okay, what is this? Like a you know, I don't know. Some muscle car or something like that. But so he's drinking these energy drinks and it's like you can't even tell what the fuck is it. Is it grape soda? Is it something like that? And he's got like this routine where he just has to drink one of these. So here's the thing that'll blow your mind.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
It's not. I don't want to spoil this for you, so I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna tell you everything about it. But it's not an over the top Nicolas Cage performance. If you have seen the preview for this movie, it's basically Nicolas Cage fighting possessed.
I've heard it's Five Nights at Freddy's. With Cage.
Yeah, it is. Like he's fighting possessed animatronic robots.
Oh, that's cool. So it's kind of like
it is the whole movie.
It's kind of like fucking Evil Dead, but like. Robot thing.
Yes.
And he's like a fucking Ash, dude.
Big time cool, Evil man. Dead vibe.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All kinds of like tongue in cheek, like hilarious humor.
The trailer looked great. I wanted to
watch it. Nice, dude. Good.
Yeah,
that kind of role suits him.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Actually, Dorkening just did an interview with the director on Monday.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So they didn't get Nicolas Cage, unfortunately, but they got the director. So that's kind of.
Yeah, well, director.
That's like third.
That's because they didn't offer dinosaur bones to snort.
No.
We have those.
Yeah. I mean, really.
This kind of tastes like baby powder. You guys are fucking with me? Nah, man. It's good shit.
Is this oregano?
No.
Nah, dude, I'll just go get some rib bones and, like, crush them up real quick. I'll be like, dinosaur bones, bro. Like, they're bones.
This is cow.
This tastes this like is cow rib.
What? Yeah, Jesus. It's human.
Oh. Now, the best part, dude, knowing Nicolas Cage, he'd probably, like, throw it across the air, like, I know these are beef bones. I had this before.
I'm not doing an interview.
I ain't fucking stupid. I've done this plenty of times.
And then Billy Bob comes in. He's like, I feel like I'm snorting bones with my sister's kids. But Willy's Wonderland, you gotta check it out. It was worth the rental. It was a $20 rental.
What? Yeah. $20, motherfucker?
It's worth
it. Oh, wait till that shit's streaming, bitch. I don't pay $20 for nothing, dude.
It was worth it.
Fuck that.
I'm telling you, it was worth it.
If you want to come over and rent it, I'll half with you. I don't even want to pay $10. You fuck that shit.
I don't want to pay $10. Fuck that. I'll wait for it to be
pay $10. Free. Bucks. Nah. It's worth it.
I'll buy it.
So, dude, no. You want to what pisses me off, though, is like you'll rent shit or you'll buy it, and then like a week later, it's like, oh, free.
Fuck that. Then I fucking get on my credit card and I fucking, oh, that's fraud.
Oh, there you go.
Frog protection.
Frogs.
Frogs protection.
Oh, God, dude.
So I watched another one called Love and Monsters. Have you guys seen that one?
Love and Monsters. No.
So it's another new film. It's about this kid that is in a bomb shelter for 7 years, and he's trying to get back to his high school girlfriend. And basically the world went to shit because as this rocket went up, it dropped all this goo as it exploded, and everything that is a cold-blooded animal, so frogs, lizards, alligators, cockroaches, all that became like giant mutated things, and they ruined the world.
Okay.
So it's pretty fucking cool. Michael Rooker's in it.
Oh, cool, man. So, nice. Yeah.
And he
Mary
plays,
Poppins to me?
Mary yeah, Poppins, Mary Poppins is in it. And he plays a character very similar to his character in Fantasy Island.
Oh, cool,
so
man.
So it's like, but it's like, he travels around with like an 8-year-old girl. It's fucking hilarious.
It sounds like a comic book, dude.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I would cool. recommend that. It's called Love and Monsters. And it has the kid from Maze Runner, if you ever saw any of those.
The main kid?
Yeah, the main kid. Okay, yeah, so yeah. It's him. And you're like, all right, yeah. And the neat thing is he's going around, he's kind of like journaling like what these are. And he's like, oh yeah, giant toad, do this, does not like dogs. You know, and he's like yeah. like making like a guidebook for it.
Well, that's cool.
And the girlfriend is Colleen Wing from the Iron Fist show, if you watch that on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Asian girl with the...
Yeah, I watched it. That one wasn't a winner, dude.
The show was not a winner, absolutely not, but she was great.
That one, so. Comic book for me, that's one you're going to fucking just pass up and don't make a show on. You're just going to write him out. Yeah. You don't need
the best thing was the 80-year-old woman, Madame Gao. She was the best thing about that show. Yeah. Everything else was like,
it was shit.
Dude, him.
I used this to shit.
That main white dude who plays Iron Fist is a whiny bitch, dude.
Nobody wanted him.
His brother, or her, right? His brother, or was it his dad?
What?
His brother's
sister. Oh, his brother, the fucking slime ball?
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him more than him, dude.
Yeah. He's one of those characters that you wanted to hate, but he was good in that role.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like, and his sister was hot. So.
Dude, I watched a movie this week. It was called I Don't Feel at Home Anymore.
On This World Anymore?
Hold on. I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
With Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. Yep. And I can't remember the other actress's name, but dude, such an original movie. An original screenplay, and I was pleasantly surprised with this movie. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. That's what happens when you have an original idea and you fucking go for it.
That's all he does anymore.
It's so good, dude. His character is so fucking funny, and like the movie is like a dark comedy.
Oh, is that the one where like he goes to visit his dad?
No.
Which one was that?
He's not the main, he's a supporting
actor. I know what you're talking about, but
this one is a main chick, and she gets her house gets robbed to start off, and she just is not having it. The cops won't help her, and she just goes on her own to figure out this like situation, and she meets him along the way cuz his dog shit in her yard, and he's the first person she confronts.
Yeah.
And then goes off on, and he's this weird like spazzy Portland, like he's got a like fucking rat tail, and he knows he has nunchucks and shit, and he's
awesome.
Like, fucking weird. It's a weird movie, but like it's a dark comedy, and you're like, should I laugh at that part? Like, it's a drama.
Sounds like Death to Smoochie.
But it's a drama too, and it's such a good, quick little watch. It's easy watch.
Kind of like Jojo Rabbit, where you're like, it's kind of funny, but I don't know if I should laugh because like, this is Nazis.
Elijah Wood is fucking great in it, dude. And like,
Unicorn Meat.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was a great fucking thing.
Cool.
And then I watched.
What was that on?
I don't even know, dude. Netflix or Amazon Prime.
One, yeah, one of the two. I put it in my queue several times, but I've never actually.
Might even be Hulu. Because we still pay for that. So I don't know. At one of the three. But then we watched that new Netflix documentary about the Cecil Hotel.
Yes. I've been watching that.
Did you finish it?
I haven't finished it yet.
I was trying not to spoil it then.
All I can say is ghost. It was a ghost.
I knew about that. It's about this chick from Vancouver, Elisa Lam. And she like this disappears. And it's just this big thing, and it's like a fucking mystery, dude. But it's like at the Cecil Hotel, which is known to be haunted, and it has dark history, like Richard Monroe,
the Night
Stalker. Yeah, the Night Stalker, the serial killer. He stayed at that hotel, and there's stories of him just walking up the stairs bloody, and like fucking this crazy fucking stories, dude. So it's like, dude, a great documentary. It has a lot of insight. Like, Netflix, dude, fucking hitting one out of the park with it, dude. It's like a 4 or 5 part miniseries.
I think I want 4.
Fucking. awesome, dude. And each one is done like, it's like the TV show, dude. Yeah. It's like a series. So each one has its,
like, it's kind of like how the Tiger King was.
Yeah. So it's very fucking good, dude. I think it's better than Tiger King, dude.
It's more suspenseful than Tiger King.
Yeah, so it's not.
Because you're sitting there for most of it just going, what the hell happened?
Because I knew the fucking story, and I knew what happened. I knew.
What do you think happened?
I know what happened. Like, I read the fucking thing, dude. You know what I mean? You don't know what happened, but you know what they put out. But like, so I knew the story,
yeah.
And it's so ups and downs.
I'm just saying, like, because nobody really knows, but what do you think happened?
I think that she fucking went off her meds, and she's bipolar, and she liked safe spaces. And she just got into the water tank herself, and she couldn't get out. And then she probably was alive for a couple days, and then she fucking died in there. You know?
Weird.
I'm thinking she was drugged.
No, there was
not that. Not that she got drugged, more that she was taking something.
There was no drugs in her system. All only thing they found in her. So I don't want to ruin it, but
yeah.
You know, she was off her meds. So yeah, just let's watch it, dude. But there's ups and downs in it that I didn't know about.
The elevator scene was a little weird.
Oh, the video of her?
Yeah.
Why? Because it slowed down.
Yeah. Well, I know it slowed down, but it's weird.
Her hands?
Yeah.
You know, or it's like fucking haunted shit, dude. But it's like,
that sounds
it's
fun.
It's good, dude. It's a good little
documentary. Dude, you want to know what happened? I can tell you what happened.
What? Ghost.
The ghost in there was burning here. Buy the DVD. Buy the DVD.
Buy the DVD.
Buy the DVD.
And she was like, I don't want to buy the DVD.
Excellent tie back to what, episode 52?
Yeah, that was that right? Shit. That was that shit horror movie that me and him would watch.
It was, dude.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I think
either,
I fell asleep halfway through.
But like, it was an original kind
of idea.
It
was. I'll give it that.
And that's what I want out of my movies going forward. I'm not gonna fucking watch.
You might be more into independent horror films then.
Oh, I love independent horror films. I watch a lot of like. I'm not watching any of this new shit that's remakes. Dude. I'm done with it, dude. I'm watching independent movies and original stories. That's what I want in documentaries.
I did get into a cool documentary this week. It was Class Action Park.
Slipped right into it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of slipping because it's about a place that has water slides.
Oh, nice, dude.
So it was a New Jersey place.
Nude Jersey?
Called, New Jersey.
I hate New Jersey.
It was
sorry,
Action,
people from New Jersey.
Action
My
Park.
Ex-wife's from there.
This was pretty fucking crazy. It was basically a place that was from a guy that was like the Wolf of Wall Street.
Sure.
He was thrown off of Wall Street for being like a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So he buys a ski area and turns it into a water park run by fucking kids, like 16-year-olds. And he would do things like, he'd be like, hey, kid, come here. Test this slide. If you go down, it'll give you a fresh $100 bill. Right, and the slide would look like a loop-de-loop, right?
And they get stuck?
Yeah, well, that's not even the thing. They would hit it. They would hit it, right? And they would come down, they'd be like all like banged up and shit, right? So then the next one comes down, he's all cut up, and they're like, why the fuck is he cut up and all that? Well, because the people before him lost their fucking teeth, and he was getting cut up on their teeth.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. It's like nasty, you know, like crazy shit.
Sounds awesome,
dude. And there's like so many people that have died. They had like 8-9 people that died at this place for like very unreasonable things. It's crazy. So it is pretty nuts. That's a crazy, crazy documentary. I can't believe they got away with what they did.
Damn,
they were
dude.
Open from 1978 through 1998.
Damn,
so,
dude.
Yeah, long time.
20 years, dude.
Back before everybody got all bitchy, so they're just like, a couple people died, you're cool.
Well, give him some. Here's the thing. If you sued this guy, first of all, we found out that he had fake insurance, so his insurance wouldn't pay out because it was a fake insurance plan from the Cayman Islands.
Nice.
And second of all, he would draw everything out, so it was absolutely excruciating for anybody to keep going, and he would financially bully you into.
Yeah, that sounds like a regular insurance company, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
that's
so he basically was his own insurance company.
So yeah. So he didn't settle. He would make everything go to trial. Yeah. He won 97% of his trials.
Wow.
It's like wow.
Those people got to get better lawyers, dude.
Well, that's the thing. They just couldn't keep it up, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Nuts. Yeah, but that was a good documentary. It's Class Action Park.
Yeah, sounds good.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're both staring at me intently.
You've got 6 minutes.
What did I do? Okay, I watched started watching the documentary on the Cecil Hotel.
Good, dude. Finish it.
I finally watched Sonic all the way through and didn't fall asleep.
Nice. What'd you think?
I liked it.
Good movie, dude.
Yeah, it was.
I think it might have been my favorite movie.
I just
year.
Was tired when we went,
dude,
so dude, I just passed out.
Like, okay, say it's the same movie, but he just looked the way he looked.
Yeah.
He looked the way he looked bad, and it was the same movie, I probably still would have liked it.
It was
but
good.
I'm glad they changed the way he looks, because that's a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking great movie, yeah. Dude. Like, funny.
Jim Carrey was hilarious.
I just never got to finish it because I fell asleep when I went with you guys. And then I was like, I'm never going to rent it. That was free,
didn't
so.
Didn't we see it twice?
And you I think felt, so, yeah.
I went with.
I did go see it twice, and I think I did fall asleep with it twice.
Yeah, yeah. I went just with you, and then I went with both of you this year because it was the only thing that was out.
Right? Yeah, because I think I was like, oh, I fell asleep, so yeah, I'll go watch it again. And then I fucking knocked out again during it.
And I enjoyed it. I mean, shit.
That was during my stint of falling asleep during movies for a while.
Nice, dude.
I fell asleep during the last one we saw, I think.
I fell asleep.
No, it wasn't that. It was like the one before. The Gretel and Hansel film?
Yeah. Oh, that was weird as fuck.
It's like a lullaby movie.
That was an art flick, dude.
That was. Yeah.
I like some of the scenes in the film, like, honestly, with beautifully like, the smoke shot, and stuff. Oh, and I'm like, this is really creepy. That witch is hot. You know, it's like there's some
like,
cool stuff going
on. If there
on
had
here.
Been a little full frontal nudity of that witch at the end, a little bit more.
Movie would been great without the kids in it.
Yeah, goddamn kids.
Fucking kids.
I feel like I'm watching a movie with my sister's kids.
I feel like I'm watching my sister's kids in that fucking movie.
Yeah. It's a movie about two kids. It'd be great without the fucking kids.
Yeah, more tits, guy. Director.
It's an art movie. Where are them titties?
Where's the fucking full
not
fucking...
a single titty.
This ain't no art movie. Art movies have tasteful nudity.
Where's the intercourse, asshole? God damn.
You sound like the Japanese businessmen that used to come into Blockbuster and be like,
oh, intercourse.
Do you have a penetration? And I'm like, no. We don't do that here, dude. You can't just go and ask someone that.
You don't got fucking full-on skin flicks.
Well, dude, that's because they like U.S. stuff because it's not all blurred out.
Yeah, they can't show it, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't show dude's junk. So.
I'm like, here's Color of Night. So that's tiny. As close as I can get.
That's why, yeah.
Probably as close as I can
Japanese
get.
Porn, dude, they're not allowed to show penis, so they blur it out.
I thought it was they can show bush. To show pubic hair.
Yeah, they can show women's. They can't show dudes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't watch Japanese porn.
Dude, you ever see the Japanese game shows? Japanese game shows, dude. Some of them got like fucking who can like get their dude to like bust first and shit. Dude, it's crazy.
My.
I'm like, fuck, I want to go to Japan.
Pass.
But, okay, back to my Week in Geek.
No, tell us more about your Asian porn.
Yeah.
This isn't Asian porn. This is like Asian TV. It's fucking nuts.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't watch Asian porn. But, oh, and then I watched a movie I hadn't watched in a long time, Money Talks with Charlie Sheen and Chris Tucker.
I actually added that. I was going to watch that the other night. That's pretty fat, pretty hot and tempting.
Don't talk about her weight.
You're fat.
Excuse me? You're so fat, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of like three really good Chris Tucker roles.
Yeah.
And then like
pretty much it was like Rush Hour.
And then dude, that was one of his first roles, dude. Money Talks.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was, yeah.
I mean, he probably did. I think he did.
No, Friday was first.
Friday. I'm saying one of his first.
Yeah. Friday, bigger Money Talks, Fifth Element, and then he did Rush Hour, and then he's gone.
He's great in fucking Fifth Element,
dude.
Then
he did and then he did that one dance movie with what's his name too?
That one don't count.
Was he like
Silver Linings Playbook?
Oh, where he was like the friend in
he
that?
He plays like the crazy dude, right?
Yeah, he plays like the crazy dude, yeah.
That's a good one. That's his comeback, because he needed some money to pay.
Well, dude, like him and Chappelle have both like come back in like serious roles in movies. And they both actually did phenomenal in both of them.
Yeah.
Dude, Chappelle is amazing. Chris Tucker, he's touching.
That's just what's his name?
They even replaced him with Mike Epps in Friday.
The dude from The Hangover, what's his name?
Phil.
Who played Phil?
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's just like, hey, you're an ex-comedian. I got a serious role for you. Because both of those are Bradley Cooper movies.
Bradley Cooper is great, though, dude. I mean, him and Limitless, good.
Dude, he's great.
I like him in The Comebacks.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Shooter.
Shooter?
Or not, it wasn't Shooter. It was American Sniper.
Wait,
Shooter
McGavin?
Yeah, American Sniper. No, American Sniper.
Shooter McGavin?
No.
Oh, dude, it's 25th anniversary,
yeah. See you on the 18th hole. Bang, bang.
Yeah, him and Adam Sandler had a little video feud. Did you see that?
Oh, I did, dude.
For the 25th anniversary, yeah. Adam Sandler, he fucking was at the golf course and he teed off like Happy Little
Heart. Did he hit one?
Yeah, he calls out Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, he called off Shooter, and then the guy who played Shooter.
Christopher McDonald.
Yeah, he did a video where he's putting in his house and stuff. And
nice.
I'm coming for you.
It's a Shooter. That's fucking funny, dude. Yeah. Dude, I've been to that hospital, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gotta get me out of here.
Eat this.
I need 100 Gucci wallets.
Yeah.
Stop.
Ben Stiller's like best role, dude. Like, fuck, man.
With that fucking mustache. Yeah.
The handlebars, dude. He's such a dick.
That's who he did that in the Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I texted you as soon as I watched Hubie. I was like, dude, you're gonna love the cameo first.
I might watch that again.
That was the greatest part of
that, dude.
Hubie Halloween wasn't Adam Sandler's worst movie. wasn't his best, but it wasn't his worst.
The funny thing is about the hospital, dude, they filmed it. It's a real mental institution.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That wing that they shoot at was probably open at the time when they filmed that in the 90s, but when I visited fucking a million years later, you know, it was completely shut down. Huh. But it's still, you can't be on that property at night. It's closed, okay. But they let people go on during the daytime. You can visit and stuff because a lot of movies and TV shows are filmed there.
Yeah.
So they.
Wonder where they filmed Glass. That was an interesting place.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta look, dude. Yeah, that was a weird one. It's probably Vancouver.
M. Night Shyamalan's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Detroit or something.
I tell you guys, he wrote She's All That.
What?
What?
Yeah, he wrote She's All That. Isn't that fucking crazy?
He's like, I gotta get some money coming in.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's what he gets his start, and then he goes on to make his own movies. He's like,
what is he's like, I made a couple thousand. Oh, $0.06. What up? And then it's all down there.
I still like in how, like, I was listening to one of our episodes, maybe it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago, and I'm like, yeah, I'm all talking about Signs, and I'm like, I'm clearly talking about Scary Movie 3.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was trying to tell you guys on how, like, I like that movie, but it's like, I can always confuse it with Scary Movie 3.
You did, dude.
And I was so confused even describing the movie to you.
Because we were, like, talking about Mel Gibson, and you're like, no, dude, Charlie Sheen's in it.
No, dude. I'm like, get that out of here.
I can't remember Signs anymore. It's all Scary Movie
Watch 3. It's
literally been pushed out of my head.
Signs is still good.
That's probably his second best movie.
I liked it. I remember seeing it, and I'm like, oh, yeah. But now I'm like, is Simon Rex in that?
See, here's the thing. I'll give Sixth Sense great first watch.
Yeah.
It kind of loses it after
anything.
But Signs, I would still say Signs holds up.
Dude, Sixth Sense is when that's that fucking crazy of a cliffhanger, you can't watch it. Like you just know, dude, he's fucking dead. Then it just takes it away. You know?
But I'm just saying, like, Signs, it still
holds up. I'm going to tell you what movie is better than Sixth Sense, and after you see Sixth Sense once, and then you're like, oh, Stir of Echoes, so much better than Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, good. Now it's like...
Stir of Echoes is classic, dude.
I would rather watch Stir of Echoes than Sixth Sense.
I mean, it's definitely there's some scarier parts in Stir of Echoes.
Yeah, he's a fucking nut, man. It's a good movie. You're just scared for his family. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. But the thing about, like, Stir of Echoes,
it's got that bacon flavor.
Bacon.
It does have bacon.
But flavor. No, but like he finds out who the killers are and then they go after his family.
Yeah,
yeah they do.
You don't have that in Sixth Sense. You don't have that aspect.
There's that element of real danger.
Yes.
Which the only time that shows up in Sixth Sense is in the very beginning.
So, yeah, with Donnie.
With Donnie.
With fucking Donnie.
With cracked out Donnie, skinned out, you didn't even recognize him.
Donnie, what are you fucking doing here? The mayor fucking Duncan, why are you in my house?
All right, just wrap it. Oh, dude.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, I know.
All right. Well, thank you for listening once again.
And good night and goodbye.
Good night, good evening, and good day.
But yeah, anchorfm.com.
GeekLifeHQ.com.
Tell your friends, tell your enemies.
And leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the air.
Yeah.
That means you, Frank, you fucker.
Send Justin your OnlyFans requests.
Definitely. Send those OnlyFans requests. You know, if you're on Instagram.
J Booster Gold, you know, like hit him up.
That's it. That is it.
Or Epic Shells. Or the Epic Shells podcast exception.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that too. That's not a thing, but you could do that. You can make it. It's not a podcast.
Oh, God, dude. All right, then.